is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, Lord. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Not knowing what he said, while he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent, and in those days told no one of any of the things they had seen. On the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a great crowd met him. Just then, a man from the crowd shouted, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son. He is my only child." Suddenly, a spirit seizes him, and all at once he shrieks. It convulses him until he foams at the mouth. It mauls him and will scarcely leave him. "I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not." Jesus answered, "You faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here." While he was coming, the demon dashed him into the ground in convulsions. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And all were astounded at the greatness of God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
I invite you to be seated. Last night, Lee and I had the honor to be at the Cross Trails Ministry Gift of Faith Gala. Cross Trails is our synod's camping and outdoor ministry. We've got a couple of sites, one in Kerrville, Camp Chrysalis, and Ebert Ranch Camp in Harper, and they do a variety of things throughout the Synod, and actually you own them. You are the stakeholders. They're a ministry of the Synod, which means of you. And we love camp. I went as a camper. We both worked there. We met there. So it was fun, but I was thinking about this Transfiguration text that we were, you know, getting ready to go to this camp gala. And I was thinking of all of the times that kids don't want to leave Camp Chrysalis. They can maybe, like Peter, they're like, "Can we just, like, let's just build us a house right here to stay." And I was wondering, and I was like, well, okay, sure, like any summer camp activity is a lot of fun and enjoyable, right? And these things kind of it's a very different experience from the everyday. You're away, you're kind of off the grid electronics-wise, which is a big thing for kids these days. And you get to plan your own day at camp. Like, you get the kids participate in planning what they're going to do. And I remember as a camper having that feeling at the end of the week. Like, you know, it's a little bit of a mixed bag. I'm ready to come home and go on with things, but also I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to leave. And I think part of it, I really do, is that people at camp encounter the glory of God. Maybe not everyone or not every time, but I remember as a camper encountering God at Camp Chrysalis. And it wasn't, believe it or not, it actually wasn't like on the wonderful, beautiful hike up the bluff to the big cross that opens up and you can see everything. That was wonderful. I remember encountering God as part of the closing worship, the second to last, not the sending worship when we leave, but the last night at camp. When we were invited by our cabin leader, our camp counselor, to share words of affirmation for one another. And as a middle schooler, sometimes those are hard to come by. Even with ourselves, we can be really harsh. Not just as a middle schooler, anytime. And we shared those with one another. And then our cabin leader told us where he had seen God in each of us. And I can tell you, when we went home, our faces shined. I remember as a cabin leader, when week after week, I would get a group of often middle schoolers, but kids of a variety of ages. And I remember watching them come to encounter God in new and different ways. Whether it was from being the only youth at their church to being around people who had the same faith as them and encountering God in conversations with one another. Well, there was a place where they felt like they could be themselves and still be affirmed, cheered for, supported. I watched them encounter God, and then I, like my cabin leader my first year at camp, would tell them where I saw God in them, because I encountered God in those who would come. I would see them filled, and their faces would shine as they would leave and say, "Can't we just stay here? Can't every week be a little like this week? Where I get to be myself, I get to pick part of what I'm doing. I get to have fun." And I wonder, the disciples, as they climb this mountain and they experience the fullness of the glory of God shining in Jesus, when they encounter God, they want to stay. It must be good to be here. So why don't we stay here? Why don't we do things like this again and again? I mean, the disciples are seeing Jesus in a new light. Excuse the like pun and play on words. But he's shining. And he hasn't really shined like this before. And in fact, the only person they've really heard of anything close to this happening would be Moses and maybe Elijah, who then are there with him. And Jesus is shining with the fullness of the glory of God. They see Jesus in a new light. They want to be in that moment as long as they can. They want to mark it and claim it. This experience of the fullness of God is something we don't want to leave. I hope that you can think of a time when your face shone a little bit brighter because you had seen God at work in your life or the lives of others. These moments are important, and they're important to share and to tell and to remember, because like this transfiguration moment for the disciples, it doesn't last forever because there's more work to be done, right? So Jesus has moved twice now from the mountain to the plain, back to a mountain, and in our same story, comes down from the mountain. There's more work to be done. There's more to engage with. And in fact, Jesus, even while he's on the mountain, he's talking about his departure. He's talking about the Son of Man must go, suffer, die, and be raised. Because where the journey heads from here, friends, as we will go with Christ through Lent, is toward the cross, toward more suffering and rejection, to an arrest and death. But it is these moments, when our face reflects the shining glory of God because we have encountered the fullness of God's glory and presence. It is these moments that carry us through those things that lie ahead. As these disciples embark on the rest of this journey, even as they come down the hill, and maybe it sounds like Jesus would have rather stayed up there, it would have been easier for him too, right? As we hear him engage back in his work and ministry of bringing healing and life and wholeness. knowing that the very act of bringing full, abundant, and everlasting life for all is the very thing that leads to the cross. But it is these experiences of the fullness of God that carry us through the points of suffering. When our sharing of God's love is rejected, when we suffer, when we or a loved one dies, it is these experiences of the fullness of God's presence, which is all of our stories remind us. It too does not stay on the hill. See, one of the things that we try and help tell campers as they leave, God is where you are going back to. God is with you on the journey there. And yes, these moments when we leave with our face shining, encountering the full presence of God, they help us move through, but they also help us tune in to God present with us when we come back from the mountain, back from camp, into the everyday. They help us see God at work and do the same thing that cabin leaders do for campers when they say, "I see God in you," when we share that message with others. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Amen.